on a Thursday, where you can be enjoying the beautiful weather outside of Boca Raton, or we can be enjoying the beautiful ruchnius of the Torah as well. Maybe when we have nice days, maybe we should learn outside Taka. Maybe, I don't know. Okay, we'll take a vote. Maybe we might get overruled. Okay, we would like to thank our sponsors this week. Shoshana Avram Seifer, Lili Nishmas, his parents, Shmuel Menachem and Chaim Yaakov, Rivka Leah Bas Rav Zev. Should be a tremendous aliyah for the neshamas Bez Hashem. So usually I have like scattered gems, but I think just really in the 9 pages that we photocopied over here, there's 2 themes. Let's start with page 2. Page 2 is Rabbi Cheska of Kushmir, and it's a bracha that even before Yaakov gives to Menashe and Ephraim, we kind of overlooked the pasuk. I didn't give you the pasuk inside, but the pasuk is in Perek Memches, pasuk. No, don't prepare with the pasuk, Mirzov. What are you doing over here? Right over here. It says Menashe and Ephraim. It's a beautiful achdus for it, but I want to say the pasuk first. Okay, Hashem doesn't want me to say the pasuk. Basically, the ma'isa, the pasuk says that b'chol yivarach Yisrael. Yaakov wants to give the bracha to Menashe and to Ephraim, and he says, with this bracha, Klal Yisrael will be given over the brachas in your name. Can you write to Menashe and Ephraim the whole vort? And if you look at the Rechazka Kushmi, he says such a beautiful idea. He says, what's going on over here? Yaakov is inciting his grandchildren. He knows very well that Ephraim is the older one, the younger one. He knows the Meshaim. What's going on over here? He says, Menashe is the older one. What's going on? He says, such a beautiful yisod. He says, before all the brachas, and before he gives any of the brachas to his grandchildren, first he tells his grandchildren, Becha Yivarach Yisrael. It truly said, Bechem. Bechem is plural. Becha. Make sure you're one. My sons didn't know that. You don't think Yaakovina knew? Could we know the Das Kenim that Yosef was never alone with Yaakov with all those 17 years? Because he never wanted to have the chance that Yaakov would ask him. But you don't think Yaakov knew? Okay, maybe he didn't know. But he was infusing in his grandchildren at the end of the day, Becha Yivarach Yisrael. Look at the underline where I got very excited. Koydim lechol bracha. Beirach osam lemor becha. Before any bracha he gives to Menashe and Ephraim, he gives them a bracha of being becha. Kilomar. Shetiyah achdus gemura beinim ad sheyitzdak lomar ashneim telas becha. The ultimate bracha you can give to a grandson before any bracha. Is that what happens to your brother should be like a bracha to you, should be a bracha to him. And Menashe, don't get jealous of Ephraim and Ephraim, don't get jealous of each other. The achakach yuchal loymar yisimcha lokim Ephraim lech Menashe, the lo tiyashim kina b'neim. Right, sometimes we just overlook that pasuk, and I'm not sure why, I'm not seeing it, the exact pasuk inside right over here. Oh, right over here, I got it. Baruch Hashem, thank you Hashem. Memchaz chaf, vayivarchen ayamahu leymor, b'cha yivaruch Yisrael leymor. Memchaz chaf. Right, you just overlooked that pasuk. He blessed him that day, Becha, and this is what all Klal Yisrael should. It wasn't just saying it's a little introductory blessing that at the end of the day this is gonna be the brachas. No. He was telling his grandchildren, you want to know the ultimate bracha? Becha. The ultimate bracha is achdus. Forget about this narishkeit of what color kippah, what color pants, or the state, Eretz Yisrael. Enough. There's enough hate in the world. They hate us enough. You think Hitler decided? Oh. You're a Democrat? I don't need the Democrats. Only Republicans. No. You're a Yid? You're going in.
So why did Yaakov say that to his sons?
Taka, you just helped me so much. Page number 3. We're going to get back to page 1. Thank you so much. Baruch Hashem. You're a shlech from the Rabbon Hashem. Says the Yismach Yisrael, Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Alf, 2 Pesukim later. Beginning of Revi. Vayikra Yaakov Elbana Vayomer. Yaakovinu gathers us and his children. And I want to tell you what's going to happen when Mashiach comes. Rashi says, the famous Chazal, that the Shekhinah left him. Says the Yismach Yisrael, says the Rishon Rebbe, say a lot of tzaddikim. The when, the date in history was taken away. Shekhinah didn't want it. Pasha. It's very simple. Everyone will know when Mashiach comes, everyone knows going to do tshuva until the day before. But you know what slipped in? What slipped in? Heyosfu. Gather together. If you gather together, You want to know how to get to the Achar Sayamim? You want to know how to get out of Golas in 2020? And you know, I had my school dinner last night. We have to have our car trunks literally looked at. Where are we? We're in Golas. You want to know what it's all about? While we had another Asar Batavis? We had Asar Batavis because we're not getting along. Because we're always looking for the faults within each other. This is exactly what the Yismach Yisrael says. Look on the bottom of page 3. He quotes the Medrash. He also itaro haich ma da os da amart ve yasu ve itaro halashkos says o perish a medrash api rabbis hagam shenestaka himeno below gila ha kates even though the time the when was taken away mikumakum amar itza heach les anig the chazik is asu arakates. You want to know how to be mechazik yourself? You want to reach Mashiach? You want to reach the ultimate time, the messianic times? Make sure that you're living ba'achdus. Make sure that you're living together. And this is what he says on the left hand side. Shema Yisrael. Shema hu lashon asifa, as the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, Vayishma shol es ha'am. Right, Vayishma doesn't just mean that he heard. Vayishma comes the lashon of gathering. Shema Yisrael. That's right. Maybe that's the Gemara Pesachim. The Yaakovinos, right? His children. He gathers them together, and the Shechina left him. And what does his son say? They say Shema Yisrael. They say Tata. We get it. And he says Baruch Shem Kamachos Lo Yolavod. Back to the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, Vayishma shol es ha'am, Ayidei asifas Yisrael. Yodusha Hashem Yisparach Hu Echad Yachar Meyuchad. V'achakach Pal Meshenis V'shamo El Yisrael Avichem Hanu Ka Yisrael. Basically, at the end of the day, I apologize, but you were mechavent to the vort. He gave the vort to his grandchildren, and then two pesukim later, he gave the vort to his own kids as well. And everyone thinks when it comes to the brachas that every kid wasn't there for the okay. Come in, Reuven. Come in, Shimon. No. Every kid was there. Yosef was there to hear the bracha of Reuven. Or the quote unquote bracha. And the bracha of God was there for Naphtali. Naphtali heard God. Yaakovin was teaching, what happens to your brother is a bracha to you as well. And he finished off the piece on page 4. Don't worry, we're going to get back to page 1 in a second. Kasher yia mochiach bebchines kavol kasher hayom lefinim Yisrael lezeh lo nizach iskapsus rak b'shmiyah v'omnom ki gam kim ha-shpiyah hu madrega gavol nochot ha-achtos la-ha-toyra. He says at the end of the day, v'ichan shami so negarach, this is everything. Everything in our Judaism comes down to Achdus. Why is it, by the way, that Asar B'Teves, it's brought down by Poskim, Levudrom, I know a few days later, but it's okay if it's still in Teves, to quote. Levudrom says, if it falls out on Shabbos, you fast. Push it fast on Shabbos. My Rebbe writes this in Emre Bach, Simon. And he quotes the Chasim Sofer. I think we have an Enikot Chasim Sofer, no? No, it's you, no? Who's the Enikot? We used to have an Enikot. You, no? No? There was some... Okay, I don't have to show off anyone's younger. That too. Okay. No, Baruch Hashem. We all come from the Rabbanu Shalom. That's the best DNA. Go ahead. Someone was asking, where are you from? So if I want to have a good time, you'll like this joke. Say, Hashem, where are you from? They say, Noah, where are you physically from? Okay, Queens, New York. Shkach. I come from the Rabbanu Shalom. Where do you come from? What do you want from me? Usually you like that? It's a good one, no?
Yeah, I wanted to say something.
Yeah.
The fact that this example begins with grandparents to grandson.
Oh. Ooh.
We keep thinking about Achdus
between the Klal Yisrael.
The starting point for
Achdus,
if you think about it, is you to your kid or you to your spouse.
Achdus starts in the home.
Achdus, me to you, is one level.
Chesed starts in the home.
Because most of us struggle, quite frankly.
What, most of us? I'm right up there with you. 100%. Chesed starts in the home, 100%. And Rebbe Rav Judah Michelle gave a whole shiur on that last night in North Widmer. They were
younger children.
Which younger children?
Not
right. Oh, you're saying, okay. I understand. Okay, good. Well, Menashe and Ephraim were part of the Shvatim. They weren't just like, they didn't have a lashon of grandchildren. They had a quasi status, maybe just a status of the children as well. But at the end of the day, I wanted to show you this Torah from Rav Chesed of Kushmir, and I want to connect it, because it wasn't just a Torah, that a message that he was teaching his grandkids, but he was teaching his children as well. And if you go back to page one, we're just going to end off with this theme of this whole Achdus. Wait, we didn't finish up the Asar B'Teves, but go to page one. So Asar B'Teves, the Chasam Sofer says, why is it when the Shabbos falls out, when Asar B'Teves, according to our calendars, it doesn't fall out. Yeah. It'll fall out Erev Shabbos, which I'm sure everyone knows, a few years ago, we still fast. Because the puzzle says, Etzem Ayom Azeh, okay. Says the Chasam Sofer, you want to know why? What was Asar B'Teves? It was the beginning of the end. So Nebuchadnezzar surrounded the wall. It was the beginning of the destruction. So what? It's not every other fast day goes on the past.
Right.
Says the Chasam Sofer, Asar B'Teves is a fast for the future. Kadosh Baruch Hu decides, says the Chasam Sofer, on Asar B'Teves, what Tisha B'Av is going to be. Is Tisha B'Av going to be a day of Simcha, of Mashiach, or is it going to be a day of Eved Chas V'Shom? That Asar B'Teves is mamish, the Yontif, the Yontif. It's the fast day of just up there, just like Yom Kippur. Right? Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we put her Doiche. We're docher. Hasar B'Teves is Shabbos. It's all about Achdus. And that's why he falls out just Vayichi. Vayichi is mamish crying with these last minutes of Bereishis. Bereishis, the whole sefer is crying about these interpersonal relationships. Yaakovinu says, "I get it. I get what it's all about. The coming together." And this is what Reb Lezer Geldzahler, he writes, the whole lashon of bracha. Look by this by Svarim Kedoshim. The underline. The Hasvarim Kedoshim holchem Meshitas Rishonim. Shebaruch umiloshon habrecha, k'mo habrechas hagafonim. Bracha is not just a lashon of giving a blessing. Bracha is it's a pipeline, it's a stream. Ki bracha zeh amshacha ha'kavana ki defamim yish eitz shuhuzakin. Sometimes you have a tree that's very old. The eino motzi peres tovim kibayer, and it doesn't give off fruit like it did in the past. Lachem lochem esa eitz mavrichem asom. It's in the worst of mavrichem. You graft it, fancy word. You graft a tree. Heinuk, thank you. Heinuk shemam shichim bo kochos mikomas achirim. He says that at the end of the day, a bracha, sometimes when we give brachas to our children, we don't see the immediate effect now. We don't see the effect right then and there. Rabbi Lezer says, the pasuk, when he says, Isha kshir kivarchaso berachosom, when Yaakov gave each one of them their bracha, he was given the koach to fulfill their mission and their bracha. Like Rav Shechter wrote on the piece on Rav Shechter on the Parsha, I'm sure everyone here has it. If you don't have it, you should get it. It's excellent sefer. He writes at the end of the day, Yaakov Avinu understood that right. Everyone has their own abilities. Everyone has their own strengths, and each one of them was supposed to look at their tchunus and nefesh. And that Chiddush Baruch Hu doesn't want robots. Rav Shechter said, quote the Baal Tanya. It's Chiddush, but he loves the Tanya of Shechter, and he said. If it would fall on a Shabbos, the Avud Jam says that we would fast. Never does. According to our calendar, it can't. According to our calendar, it can't. Baruch Hashem that it does. But if it would, we would have to. Says Reb Lezer and Reb Shechter Korban the Baal Tanya, Shema Yisrael Shem Lekinoch Shem Echad, says the Gemara Chagiga, Gimel Amen Alf, Echad doesn't just mean one, Echad means Miyuchad. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be robots. He wants each and every one of us to serve us, obviously, Alpi Halacha, in our own unique way, in our own unique fashion. That's the first. That was the first part of the part. Sometimes we have different sprachs. The first part of the Torah is that Yaakov Avinu ends off his life begging his children and grandchildren, understand that Avram had a Yitzhak and Yishmael, and I dealt with an Esav, and I dealt with you guys when you sold Yosef. Don't become that. Menashe, you'd be happy Ephraim. Ephraim, you'd be happy for Menashe. And he even tells his own kids, and he tells us in 2020, Hey, Asu Lachem, that wind got taken away, but the house slipped through the cracks. Slipped through. And I think that's a tremendous message for each and every one of us.
He didn't know that
Joseph was sold by the bus.
He knew that they didn't like
him. Okay, no, again, I'm not going to go into that. That's a whole machlok. We're not going to go into the whole Torah. But I hear. Good. Page number five. So this is the second half of today's talk. If you ever, page number five, Yavodos Yisrael. The pasuk says, by Shevet Don, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, that for your salvation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I yearn for. So he says a very interesting thing. He says, if you ever look in the parshios of Mikitz and Vayigash, there's not one mention of Shem Hashem. And he says that a Jew can mamish feel very, very, very low. You don't feel like Chodesh Baruch Hu's name in there. You don't see Hashem's name. Or Chodesh Baruch Hu's not clear in your life. What's the first pasuk? The first time Chodesh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I'm behind the scenes. Lishuascha kivisi Hashem. Look at the underline. V'chein ne'elam shem Hashem hamora al harachmim. V'achasonim gedoilim. Says the Kushan Tzermagid, one of the early Talmid of Baal Shem Tov. Ad ha-pasuk hazeh. Lishuascha kivisi Hashem shmuro ala gula hasida shenido Yaakov Avinu kimosh perisham ufarshim cheniskal Hashem Hashem hamrachim alenu haputo valenu b'mehir amin. Says you want to know at the end of the day, it wasn't just stam that the Chodesh Baruch Hu's name wasn't in Miketz and wasn't in Vayigash. It's davka placed in this bracha of Shevet Don for us Jews to know that even when things are hard and even when things look dark and things look challenging and we don't know Tuesday. I don't know about you guys. I was sitting by my computer waiting for a tweet. We're waiting for our news, but more tweet, because Maisa, I was ready for to see what was gonna be. What was waiting was gonna be? There was Amish Choshech. And then today to see that they're saying that they were shot down, but the plane was shot down by a missile. So you feel like you're living in a Purim story, Mamish. We're living in a time of Purim. That's Mamish what we're living in. But says at the end of the day, the Kujat Ramagid, even when a Jew has the Mikitz of Ayigash and there's no Shem Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu's name is hidden there, and that's why it says L'Shuascha Kivisi Hashem. Go to page 6. Page 6 is the Ishbitzer, and he writes in the beginning of Mesechus Brachas, which I'm sure most people or a lot of people in this room have started. So the Mishnah says in Brachas, Ne'emes HaKorin Shema Ba'arvin, Mishar Shekohanim Nichnasa L'chol B'Tshumasan. When are you supposed to say Kriya Shema? You say Kriya Shema. When the Kohanim, it's like bringing up sports in class. I can't bring up sports because then the kids will talk about the sports. No, I can't bring up politics in the Shia Taka. It's like a big deal. Okay, no more current events. I'm going to give homework. Says the Ishbitzer, whose Yartza was just last week, when it comes to the Kriya Shema of the nighttime, you need the Kohanim. When it comes to the Kriya Shema of day, right, Rabbi Shapiro said it at the Drasha. That's it. You don't have to go to the Kohen. You can determine yourself. Green, blue, green. At the end of the day, it's not just a stam thing. That at night you have to go to the Kohen. It's not just stam. Oh, you go to the Kohen for Truma. No. When it's night and when it's challenging and then when things are hard, you go to the leaders. You have to go to the Tamid Chacham, you go to the Gedolim. And you go to them for Hadracha. Because they're the ones who see deeper than just what. But when it comes a day, it's very easy to serve their bonus room by daytime. I'm not going to see it inside, but it's such a beautiful vort. And I saw it. It was Ishbitzer's yard site, I believe, on last Shabbos. So I had to say it. And this is literally the whole Torah for the rest of the Torah for the last three pages. Rav Moshe, page number 7. The pasuk says at the end of Yaakov's life. And I'm going to flip around about. I apologize about the parsha, about the going a little out of order. The parsha. He may Yaakov shnei chayov sheva shanim ba'arbeh me'ayas shanim. Yaakov, even his life, was 147 years. Ma shechasha mispar sheni Yaakov kodem yom ha-misa. Nir lohoros ki chol yomav ben yimei ha-yaldo shehaya eitzal aviv, ben ha-shanim shehaya be-beis ha-iver, or ben ma shehaya be-beis lovan. All these years, wherever he was, in the lashon of, in the house of Aver, in the house of Yitzchak, dealing with Esav. Or ben ma shehaya be-beis lovan, or in the house of Lovan, ben kishia b'tzar ha-gadol ha-yosef, or ben mitzrayim, hayu kulam shavim l'toiva. Right, like by Sarah. But Gam Shekvachol Yom Hu Shakol Kachol Yomim Shekol Yomav. This is the Iker line. Shekol Yomav Haya below Shinui. Revodes Hashem Isbach Ba'Amuna Ba'Bitachon. Agiya Madriga Gedola Shelo Gam Bialduso Kimoz Bizak Nuso. Says Rav Moshe. At the end of the day, Yaakovinu lived his full life. Doesn't just mean that he lived his full life. It means even when he's going through the hard times, and even during those 22 years of not having his son. And even the times of not having, of having to deal with Esav and Lavan, and then dealing with the whole thing with Yosef. And then the last 17 years of tranquility in Mitzrayim, they were all done by Amunah Shleima. How many of us could say that at the end of the day, we have good days, we have bad days. I'll be honest, this week, Monday, I was like, what's going on over here? Every time I wanted to print something in school, the kids were going nuts. I don't know, it was like a Monday, Shabbat Mondays. You know what a Monday is? A Monday is like the ultimate day where no one goes to work, especially if your team lost on Sunday in the football. The chaver here doesn't know what I'm talking about. Very good. By the end of the day, Monday for me was very hard. By Yaakov Inu, there were no Mondays. Every day was a day to go closer to the bonus room. Every day was closer to the bonus room. Ba'avod Hashem, ba'amuna u'bitachon. To have thanks to the bonus room, to have a muna chadash baruch hu. This is actually a bracha that he gives to Sheva Naphtali as well. Look at page 8, the Maral Diskin. I'm not going to be with you for a few weeks. So I wanted to give you a vort. Remember, for a few yard sites. Maral Diskin's yard site is Chavtes Tevis, and so is the Yismach Yisrael. The Bracha by Naphtali, Maral Diskin, Rabbi Shulei of Diskin, beautiful sefer. The Pasuk says, Naphtali Ayala Shulucha Hanoisin Imre Shefer. In fancy art scroll language, Naphtali is a hind let loose who delivers beautiful sayings. Okay, very good. So what's the whole idea over here? At the end of the day, Imre Shefer. Who delivers beautiful sayings. So Rashi quotes, the Unkelus. Hainoisin Imre Shefer, Mitarguma Yartzme Atadve, Yipo Chevlo, who Yod al Chelko Amorim Noam B'Shevach. He's always thankful to their bonus from everything that he has. because he says over here at the end, if you actually look in the Mefarshim quote by Naftali, it goes out of order. I am a Mefarshim Shikshu al Seder Hashvatim Merchosim Khan the bottom. Gam Naftali Koshash Lo Nichtov al Seder. Yaakov Avinu goes out of order by the brachos. He puts Yosi first. He puts Binyamin first. What's going on over here by Naftali? What's the lesson for us? What's the message? Says Reb Shmuel Leib Diskin. Maybe this could tie into the beginning as well. Yaakov Avinu was saying at the end of the day, Naftali, to be an Imre Shefer. What does Imre Shefer mean? To be happy with what you have. Naftali Sval Ratzon, the Moshe Rabbeinu given in the bracha. Hainu, by the underlines, where I got excited again. Hainu Shehodel Kadosh Baruch Al Chelko. Doesn't matter what if he got first or last. Like if I give my daughter a lollipop, my second daughter blind heart is looking for the. You didn't give me another lollipop. Can you imagine Naftali waiting for his bracha? It's like by your chasna, you're getting ready to get pulled in. I always hated that anxiety. You know what I'm talking about? Do you see like, oh, when's the chasna going to pull me in? When's the grant? You get pulled in when you get pulled in. Hainu shahod. You know what I'm talking about, or maybe just my own subconscious feelings. You know what I'm saying. Hainu shahod like Hadash Baruch Hu Chalko. He was happy with what he had. And this is exactly why Dafka Naftali goes after all the brachos. Hainu, afapi shirah kol brachos hanal, afapikin lo hayim Mitzrayim chas v'shalom. He didn't get jealous. He took Yaakov Avinu's message to heart. The message that we started with by Menashe and Ephraim, and with the message that he told his kids. Ela nosanim reshefer ratzolomer brachos v'hados laKadosh Baruch Hu. What a beautiful insight. That at the end of the day, he was waiting there for the bracha. And he was waiting, he could have every reason to have a taina on Yaakov Avinu. He could have every reason to have a taina. Where's my bracha? Don't you know I'm older than Yosef and Binyamin? Don't you know that I'm older? But then he didn't have that. He didn't have that taina. He waited for, and said, Natali Tzval Ratzon is happy with the bracha that he had. And this is exactly what I saw in Rav Soloveitchik Shirman Brachas. Rabbi Leibowitz, my Arya Leibowitz Shlita, my 11th grade Rebbe, Baruch Hashem, such a schus. So he writes on the daf Heyam and Beis when it comes to the bracha, but when we just learned about Ashrei, right? The Gemara says in Dalet and Hey that someone who says Ashrei three times a day, Zoichel Olam Haba. He says, what's the din of Ashrei? The din of Ashrei. He says, the din of Ashrei is a lotion of, it's a matir. Right? Every time we go before Shemon Esrei, or before Krishma, Ashrei, 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 Ashrei. He says every day by the underlines, the Hainu, Shvecho Yom Vayom, Yeshchir Lashem, Lashevach Lashem. Every single day we have a chiv to thank Hashem. On them kasha lemalas chiv ze karoi. But who are we to thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Mishim shegodol Hashem mulam aor lidi l'soin chiker. Kolomar di yevshal la'adam atar olavi Hashem chal Hakadosh Baruch Hu milo. It's impossible for a regular stam human being Jew to thank the Rabbon Hashem, right? He even quotes the Gemara over there on the bottom. Alam gimel medvez. Begin brachas that there was a time Rabbi Chinen he got up and started to think all the Rabbon Hashem different things, and they said, what are you doing? So he says such a beautiful word. He says, you have to look at the Lashon of Ashrei. He says, Ashrei, Yoshev Esecha. So you want to know why we have the ability to thank the Rabbon Hashem? Because Dor L'Dor Yishevach Ma'asecha Gro Asecha Yagidu. Because past generations gave you the Hakar Satov. The Hamatir Lomar Divrei Shevach. Shehu Shedoros HaRishonim Kovu Lomar Divrei Shevach Shira. You want to know what gives us the ability to thank the Rabbon Hashem every day? To be a Naftali Jew? To always thank the Rabbon Hashem everything? Because past generations, door to door, Yishevach Ma'asecha. V'afa pikin, af lanu mutar lomar, divei shevach v'shir la'ashem, shvezeh arnu mekayimim, misoros abaseinu. We have the ability, because our ovos think they're b'ashem. V'alki davar amach mamshich v'omer, hadar kvarodecha v'divei nefalasecha asicha. Now, I'm basically holding on off to the rooftops of my parents, of thanking the Rabbon Hashem. Now I can thank you as well. But I think that these are two yisodos. The first half was the yisod of achdus. The second half was the yisod of having a munah, taking the Rabbon Hashem for everything we have, even when things look hard, and even when things look bad, to know the Rabbon Hashem is there. Let's just review. We started off a little out of order. We started off with the Rechezkel Kushmir. We had the 20-second break looking for the pasuk. Becha Yivarach Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu charges his grandchildren. Before any bracha, Becha Yivarach Yisrael. Be together. What's happy, what's good for Menashe, Ephraim, should be good for you. And Ephraim, it's good for you. Should be happy for Menashe. And then my good friend over here, what's your name again? Gross Shlita. He said, "What about his sons? You keep right into my trap." And it's Dafka in that trap. I don't want anyone to feel like we're going trapped. Whatever. Hey Osvu, gather together, Yaakov and his sisters, children, so I can tell you what's going to be at the end of times of Mashiach. Says the Yisnach Shad Alexander, who's also Yartzeit Chavtes Tevis. So if we're not, I don't know if we're the Chavtes Tevis, but as the Shem, we should all be the other Yerushalayim. He says the when was taken away. The when. Cheshvach didn't want that. But the how slipped through. The how is what hey Osvu. And that's what says Shema Yisrael Shem Akinu Hashem Echad. Shema is not just a lotion of hearing, but Shema is a lotion of Mashmin. Right? That's what he says by the when he used to announce the Shkolim. And that's exactly what Blazer Gelder outside of page one. The bracha wasn't just a bracha, or just a stam bracha. A bracha was the olam vayit. Sometimes the brachas take time, but the brachas will trickle down. The brachas will be impacted. In the second half, we talked all about the whole idea from Navo Yisrael. He started off by the bracha of Sheva Don. Why is it but in Biketz and Vayigash, there's no Shem Hashem mentioned? Right? Usually, when someone you ask a Jew, where is Hashem's name not mentioned? They usually tell you, Parshas, Tetzava. Right, the whole vort, because Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, that's Moshe. That's Moshe's name. Not for now. Now we'll talk about the Tava. Stay focused, Merzov. Okay. Mikitz Vayigash Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name is not mentioned, but we get to Vayichi. Why all the way to Lishvat Gibis Hashem? To tell us that even God, when things look hard and things look dark and challenging, to know that Hashem's name, Hashem will be there, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will be there for us, even when things look hard. And that's why it says in the Shemesh Shiloach, says the Ishbitzer, I believe it was last Shabbos, Meimus I Korin Shema Ba'arvin. At night, Krishma, you gotta wait for the Kohanim. At daytime, when things are going well, that you can rely on your own avoda. But when it comes to hard times, when it comes to the Choshech, when it comes to the Dinim, you gotta go connect yourself to the Tzadikim. You gotta have a little Hadracha. And this is exactly what Rav Moshe said on the words Vayim Yaakov Shnei Chayav Sheva Shnei Va'arbin Me'omei Hashana. That even when things were hard and even things were challenging, by Esav and Lavan and Yosef and the whole thing. It was cool on Shavuot, everything was done, but Shlemus, Bemuna, Bitachon, always having the Muna, always thinking the Rabbona Shom. And that's what the Maharil Diskin said. Naftali Ayal Ashulcha, Nosin Ermei Shefer. Naftali had every reason to have Tainas on Yaakov, to have Tainas that, and then where's my bracha? But he didn't have that. He had the Imre Shefer. He had the Amida of Ezo Ashia, Samech Bechoko. Samech Bechoko, then Naftali had the ability to watch all his brothers get all the brachas. And then he got the bracha at the end of the day. Yaakov even said, the Indian have a Kar Satov. To be thankful to the bonus of what you have. And that's exactly what Ashrei is. Ashrei, how do we have the chiyuv? How do we have the obligation? How can we stand in front of the bonus to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu shavach? How? Because dor ledor shavach ma'asecha. Because past generations have died for you. Past generations have thanked you for a bonus shom. And that will make us continue going forward. Bezer Hashem, should we take these lessons of Avos Yisrael, the lessons of Achdus, the lessons of Emunah B'Tachon, the lessons of Karas Hatov. Bezer Hashem, take all these lessons of Bereishis. Now moving forward, Chazak, Chazak. And it's Chazak by Zeshon.
How did Yaakov say that everything is good?